Tell me something good.
Tamara, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard. This is ABC Good News. I'm Tamara Wern. A 70-year-old Sydney woman has spoken of the harrowing moment she thought she was going to drown, but was pulled gasping from the water by two surfers just in time. Jenny from Cronulla was out on her regular ocean swim earlier this week when she got caught in a surprise current. The strong swimmer started struggling and thought she was going to die until a stranger's hand pulled her out of the deep blue.
Well, I'm very grateful to be alive. There were just endless, really big waves once I was in there, and I'm a strong swimmer, but I started completely running out of puff. There were a couple of guys out on boards. I didn't even have energy to put my hand up. I shouted out help, and fortunately they heard and came over, and I'm still here.
A noisy, colourful family on Sydney's northern beaches whose house was suddenly destroyed has had a brand new one built by a 96-year-old ABC TV star. Libby from Collaroy says her father Bevan, who featured on Old People's Home for 4-year-olds, loved watching the lorikeets nesting in a gum tree outside his window. But Bevan was left heartbroken when the bird's tree was torn down. This led to a building project and the lorikeets moving a bit closer so they could continue being Bevan's close companions during lockdown.
And the terrible day came and the tree was cut down and the birds then were coming back and flying around and very disoriented. So my husband knocked together a bird box and, look, they took to it. And we've got the second lot of eggs now.
A frantic family search has come to an end near Singleton after a valuable item was caught up in a case of mistaken identity. Michelle from Howells Valley thought her daughter's brand new caravan she'd spent all her savings on and was housing her precious possessions had been stolen. After a thorough investigation, police discovered a confused tow truck driver had taken away the wrong caravan.
She went back the following day to check on it and it wasn't there. And yes, all our hearts stopped. Yeah, it was more than just the van that had disappeared on her. And then on the Tuesday, we got a phone call from the police to say, we found it, and turned out they had the wrong van.
A teenager and a loaned credit card has led to one busy Wollongong mum being saved by two acts of kindness in just 20 minutes. Robin stopped off to get some supplies for the horses, forgetting she hadn't yet got her credit card back from her daughter. She had another lapse of memory at the supermarket, but rather than being caught short, she was saved by the generosity of strangers, not once, but twice.
They very kindly offered that I drive home and I could ring them up and pay them. And I was like, oh, that's so kind, that's lovely. Had a complete mental lapse, went to Woolies, did a shop, got the counter and did have the card again, and the guy behind me paid.
One family is celebrating being involved in the search for 3-year-old AJ, who spent days missing in rugged bushland in the Hunter. Alison from Hobart says she's so proud of her cousin Russell with the SES, who was one of the first people to find the little boy.
He and his colleague were the ones that sort of put their arm on his shoulder and carried him out, and I'm so proud of him. He was the right guy to be there at the time because he's got two little boys of his own and they're super proud of his dad for being a hero.
Also making news, Susie has been able to start her ride-on mower on the first try. That was ABC Good News. There'll be more ABC Good News next week.
Tell me something good.